1-800-460-5733. That's 1-800-460-5733. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, Susan. What's wrong? You look frustrated.
Did you hear Katie Stewart supports a Chicago bailout?
What?
Yep, Katie Stewart wants to take $20 million away from our schools to pay for Chicago pensions. If Katie Stewart gets her way, our property taxes will go through the roof.
$20 million taken away from our schools to bail out Chicago. What is Katie Stewart thinking?
Pretty obvious to me why Katie Stewart wants to bail out Chicago. Her campaign is bankrolled by Chicago political boss Mike Madigan.
Katie Stewart won't be getting my vote. We need someone who'll fight to keep our money right here.
That's why I'm voting for Dwight Kafer, state representative. He's fighting to fully fund our schools and would never bail out Chicago. Did you know Dwight K. cut his own pay 10% and refused the lavish pension lawmakers receive? K. even supports term limits and real property tax relief for homeowners.
Sounds like Dwight K. is working hard for us in the Metro East. I'm voting for Dwight K. too.
Dwight K. He cut his pay 10%, refused the lavish pension, and supports term limits. Dwight K. for state representative. He's bringing common sense back to Illinois. Paid for by Citizens for K.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000?
So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 888-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call 888-987-8335.
Are you tired of not seeing long-term results with trendy fad diets? Well, if you are, Seattle Sutton's is here to help. Since 1985, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating has been the best choice for healthy eating. And your best choice just got even better. That's right. Seattle Sutton's now offers delivery directly to your door. Lose the hassle of planning, shopping, and cooking, and discover freshly prepared, delicious, healthy meals. And with new menu items, the choice has never been easier. Lose weight without sacrificing taste, freshness, or variety. With no contracts to sign, what could be easier? Why wait? Visit SeattleSutton.com. That's SeattleSutton.com. Or call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control. Visit SeattleSutton.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Accounting and financial salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com.
No, he couldn't.
You play house, it's on the air.
I'm playing the part of a Cuban.
Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on FM. watch it, and we think you'll get lots of
that white stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
Not my mouth.
White stuff. You know what he's talking about.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to, hard to believe, but it is the October 24th edition of Pinions Playhouse. And we're brought to you today by Schaefer Auto Body, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, 10 locations. 10 locations, and every one of them knows your work better be up to the standards of location number one. And I'm not going to add locations if it's going to mean sacrificing quality. They know what they're doing. It's Schaefer Auto Body. We'll talk more, but first, let's do this. The control board, it's Eon, the peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it's a great time to call Mark and Jason.
Sure is.
They can tell you what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
At the, well, he's just back from a very successful gig. The first band to play at New Snyder Park, named after Officer Snyder. It would have been a bigger event if some B-word woman hadn't decided to try to ruin everything. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and we would not allow her to damper or put any...
No.
Or make it bad.
She can try.
It turned out great, yeah.
Right.
Hi, everybody.
Good for you. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy asked if I would do this for him, so I will. He wants to announce the official opening of his new site. It's Wiki what?
Cheese.
Wiki Cheese.
Wiki Cheese.
He's trying to play off the WikiLeaks Wikipedia, thinking that it'll look. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be a site where you go like on Amazon and you order cheese and they deliver it to your house. So we'll see. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra.
All you hear about anymore is WikiLeaks.
Well, I got to tell you something. They are doing a very good job of just here's some more tomorrow, and here's some more the next day. They just parse it out so that, yeah, they're in the news every day.
Are these guys, are they hackers? Is that what they've done? They're just hackers.
Yeah.
And then they just throw
all
the stuff out there.
But here's what's scary. Obviously, the target is the Clinton people. They got to be wondering, how much more of this stuff does he have, and what does he still have?
Yeah.
That would make me very, very nervous. But, I'm trying to figure out how to work that into Schaefer. Nah, there is no way.
Yeah.
So here's the statistic, and that is that the average person is in the body shop every 7 years. All right. That I'm sure that changes. If you get down to Florida, a lot of older people driving, probably in the body shop a little more often. Wherever there's a big population of teenagers, new drivers, and I'm sure there's somewhere where most of the people are in their 40s or 50s, and they know how to drive, and they got a pretty good record, but the average is 7. I don't care if you're in the body shop once a year, once every 3 years, or 7 years, or 15 years. I just want to make sure you know where to go and which body shop to use. And it would be any one of 10 with the name Schaefer on it, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. When they came on the air about 15 or 16 years ago, I didn't know who to go to check them out. I wasn't going to have an accident to see how good they were. So I went to the guy that not only I, but lots of other consider to be a great body guy. I mean, tremendous body shop. I think there's only one. And I told him I was going to put him on the air. I said, what can you tell me about him? He said, I would love to be able to tell you that on a 10, we're a 10 and they're a 9. But we're a 10 and they're an 11. And that I knew because I trusted this guy and I knew this guy. Nothing about that quality has changed. They're still an 11. You have an accident? Yes, call the police more than likely and call your insurance company and say, this vehicle goes to Schaefer. And they'll say, thank you so much for saying that. That's what we were going to say. SchaeferAutobody.com. Well, thanks, Scott Sherman. How'd he do Thursday? Do okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did great.
I think he's a terrific fill-in, and I want to thank him, and I'll thank him in advance for this coming Thursday. I will be kind of halfway knocked out, having some things done to me Thursday. So they won't be finished with it in time for me to make it. So Scott Sherman's coming back in again, and I really do appreciate how accessible this guy is. Apparently not just to people at the station when you need him, but to you folks who email me and say you can't believe how fast he got back to you and helped you with your legal issue, either by sending you to somebody else or jumping in himself. So thank you, Scott, for what you do for us and what you do for them. Here's a, I think, a surprising statistic. I knew that doctors were under a lot of stress, and there are a lot of doctors who are alcoholics or drug addicts, but this one threw me. The average every year is 300 to 400 physicians that kill themselves.
Really?
300 to 400 a year, and they said most of those are emergency room or critical care doctors. You know what? You talk about depression. If all you do, it's like hospice people. If all you do every day is emergency room work, critical care work, yeah, I could see where you'd have a hard time unwinding, you know, at night and going out to dinner or whatever. That's, you're looking at terrible stuff every day. But again, there are people that have to do that. And you hospice people, you're all going to heaven, okay? I hope you're listening to me. You are all going to heaven. There's a tough job. On the road a lot this last few days, going to be on the road a lot for a while because my daughter is in Overland Park, Kansas. That's basically Kansas City. One son's in Jeff City, one's in Osage Beach. I toyed with the idea of getting a CB radio because, Dan, I know you remember the 70s. Every single unit in Cobra. My goodness, the CB business was on fire.
Yeah.
And I thought, why not, you know, on the road, just see what's going on again. And so I went online, I went to Amazon, I'm looking at portable CB radios. Forget that, because there, you got to put an antenna on the room, magnet out, because if it's not outside the car, it's not going to do you any good. But then I got to thinking about something. When you buy a car today, it's got AM, FM, it's got a CD player, maybe have a movie system, and it has XM Sirius. Why couldn't they? And I'd make it a fairly expensive option, because I'm sure the truckers don't want ever again to happen what happened in the 70s, where every single person was jamming up and was on the CB radio.
Breaker 1-9.
Oh, my God. So make it expensive, but offer the option of I can have AM, CB. And boom, there's a CB. You're on the CB. You scan channels 1 through 40. And the car comes with a either a mic. You wouldn't even need a mic anymore. It would be the little microphone up above the visor like you use for Bluetooth. I would buy that. Because if you remember, when it wasn't just a bunch of people going, yeah, give me radio check. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know.
And that, you know what that means, Peon? Give me a radio check.
Just where you are or what's going on?
No, they want to know if you can hear them.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a radio check, good buddy. And the guy came on and goes, yeah, we got you, Snort Fossil or whatever the guy's name is. And he says, yeah, we got you loud and clear. We got you wall to wall. And the Snort Fossil would come on and say, well, where are you? I'll tell you where I am. And I wanted to jump in and go, hey, shut up.
What's your 20?
Yeah. And I know truckers, they had to hate that period of time for 2 or 3 years there, where every corner had a CB radio shop. But I do think you could sell. I would buy this as an option. And they used to, GM for sure, in the, I'm going to say mid-70s up to early 80s, actually did sell cars with built-in CB radios. The CB was built into the dial, and there was a microphone hanging with a curly cord.
So I guess truck drivers still use CBs.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now, the other thing that happened, if you remember, was the language got really filthy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people had started shutting it down because they traveled and they had kids in the car. And
Were setting up, like, dates at truck stops, weren't they, too?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Hookers who have base stations talking to the truckers, and of course, a little kid wouldn't really know what was going on there, but just the vile, vulgar language. I think that's part of what shut it down. The families went, nah, not anymore. Not when we're traveling. This is too dirty. Beyond, you know what seat covers? You know,
yes, I do remember you telling me that. A woman sitting in the...
woman. I don't know why that doesn't make any sense, but hey, look at the seat covers and that. One of the reasons, too, that I mentioned the CB radio is I got an email. I'll read it to you from Kevin. Kevin, for what you have done on behalf of anybody with decency, I say thank you. Kevin is another one of these listeners who has now called our attention to yet another song with a filthy word in it.
Really? Yeah.
Now, it was one of our listeners who alerted us to the Paul McCartney song With a Little Luck. Mm-hmm. Only if you listen, you don't really hear a luck with a little
no.
Uck is there.
Yeah,
and
stuff. Right.
And that listener... alerted by alerting us, millions of people, because that's how many listen. Millions. Now, here's Kevin's email. Frank, AM and the PM, of course. When I'm not listening to your show, I will on occasion listen to classic country music on Pandora. The other day, while I was listening to an old C.W. McCall song, Convoy, which I've heard many times before, I could not believe the words my ears were hearing during the song. Within the chorus of the song, the words are, "Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We're gonna roll this effing convoy." That's right. We're going to roll this effing convoy across the USA. Kevin goes on to say, needless to say, I was appalled.
Wow.
Please do not play this song on the radio for fear of FCC regulations and offending your audience. Just trying to help my friends at the large morning show. Kevin, I don't like to give last names. You know who you are. Thank you for the email. Well, Kevin, it doesn't work that way. Sometimes people don't get the message until you slap them in the face with it, and I think until they hear the filthy Brenda Lee lyrics called out, it never really registered. So we're going to have to do this with, and you go ahead and start this, Beyond. This was a big hit, I don't know, 1975 or whatever. It's called Convoy. C.W. McCall. When they get to come on and join our convoy, then we're close to the dirty F word. We will warn you. Bring on the filth, good buddy. We found another one. Taco Town.
I don't think that was a Mexican joint.
Arizona, noon on the 7th of June, when they highballed over the pass.
Highball,
yeah. Bulldog Matt with a strong voice. And a Jaguar hauling ass.
Yeah.
10 on the floor, stroking bores. Seat cover starting the game.
Wow.
Now, Beaver, you are trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drink.
Oh, boy. All right, come on. Come on and join. Right, come on. Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way. Here it comes. We're gonna.
Whoa.
We're gonna roll this. Hold on.
Wow.
Now, if you can back it up to where, come on and join our convoy, nothing going to get in our way, going to roll this effing convoy. That's the part you listen for. Listen for right after. Here we join our convoy. Here it comes. Crystal clear.
Oh, man.
Gonna roll this effing convoy.
Man.
Put that one on the list.
And how many years did it take till somebody realized what they got away with in the recording studio? Come on and join our convoy.
Wow.
Ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We're gonna roll this effing convoy across the USA, and they had the gall to put the USA right after the F word.
Yeah, 40 years.
I know what you're thinking out there. You should be incensed. Took 40 years, but who did it take? The large morning show in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And listeners like Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. And we will be playing that again. And we will be, before you know it, doing the Brenda Lee warning. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
I didn't have time to get to it. Maybe we will tomorrow. But Peon gave me a story. It's out of London. this guy actually broke his member, his Johnson, when it was in, you know, when it was in that state of stiffness, hardness, and
arousal.
They got going crazy, and it actually snapped. And he said you could hear it snap like a crack of a
twig. But I don't think there are actually bones.
No,
there.
But it says in the article you can break a tendon,
cartilage or something.
Yes.
Is it a contusion or something?
Well, when it's in that state, you can hear it, and it was a horrible, horrible thing. But it reminded me of this joke, which I know we haven't told for a while. It's a guy who's about to get married, and this is one of the few girls in town that hasn't been wild or promiscuous. She's pure as the driven snow. And he wants to be that guy who gets that girl. She's going to be very difficult to get. It's very picky. And he does. And she says yes when he proposes. And all he can think about is this beautiful girl, this virgin, this untouched, clean, wonderful. That's all he thinks about. He's building them a home by himself, like out on a mountainside. And he's got all the lumber's been delivered. And he's out there hammering. All of those sounds were made by me. I mean, all of those.
What was that last one?
That's a handsaw.
Oh.
You don't recognize it?
I do now. Yeah.
And so he's building a home, and he's up on the top, getting ready to put the plywood down before the shingles. And he starts thinking about her, and he gets aroused, fully aroused, and he loses his orientation, and he falls from the top of the house on the ground and breaks it. This breaks it. He's getting married tomorrow. Tomorrow night's honeymoon night. So he runs just to the doctor. He goes, "Doc, I don't know what to do. I'm getting married tomorrow." And the doctor says, "Well, this is not good. This thing is broken." He says, "I don't know what to tell you, son." He says, "Except let's get in here and get this done." So he puts it in a splint. It looks like it's like popsicle sticks. Kind of hold it up, and then wrap something around the popsicle sticks. And he says, "Good luck to you, son. I don't know what to tell you how to handle this." So they have the wedding. I do. Da 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 da. They get in the car. They get to their destination honeymoon night, and he does not. He just cannot figure out, how do I tell her what's going on down here? I broke this thing. It's in popsicle stick. How can I? She says, "Honey, I'll be right back." And she goes in the bathroom and comes out with nothing on. And she says, "This is for you. No one has had this. This is untouched. This is unkissed. This is all yours. You will be the first to have what you're looking at here." And he drops his pants and looks down and says, "Well, how about this? Still in the crate."
All right, it's time to check in with Tim Weiland and see how traffic looks. Tim?
You're traveling on westbound Highway 40. Things are jamming up from about Boyle out through McCausland. You're heavy again, 141 to Timberlake Manor. And then you're jammed up from about Clarkson all the way out past Chesterfield Airport Road. The reason being, earlier there was a stall, must have turned into an accident because there's all sorts of debris on the roadway. The police had the two right lanes blocked as they did they had relief blowers out there blowing that off. That may be open by now. Still going to be heavy delays in that area. Right now I'm coming up on a tail end of the delay on eastbound Highway 270. You're jamming up right at Missouri Bottom. That goes around the bend through New Florissant. If you're traveling on southbound 270, some stop-and-go traffic from Olive through Ladue, from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 drivers, you were on the brakes at Grand, and that goes out through Kings Highway, the Hampton area, before things finally open up. Then you're slow again. The right lanes from Geyer Road out through Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. The new Subway Autumn Carved Turkey Sandwiches, served with thick-cut carved turkey, a new sweet cranberry mustard sauce, and sliced cheddar cheese, all on freshly baked 9-grain bread. Try it today at Subway. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Crooked career politician Chris Koster is one smooth talker. But his record? Koster is a hardcore abortion advocate. A 100% rating from the most extreme pro-partial birth abortion organization in the world. Koster admits expanding Obamacare by billions in Missouri is his top priority. Koster is a liberal career politician who's made millions off government and given thousands to Hillary Clinton. When you hear career politician Chris Koster, remember, he's corrupt, he's liberal, and the only job he'll ever fight for is his own.
This is Governor Mike Pence. Just wanted to take a minute from the campaign trail to share my strong personal support for Eric Greitens. Eric is a good friend and a true patriot. He's pro-life, pro-family, and Eric will fight for our constitutional limited government principles because that's what he's done his whole life. Take it from me, Mike Pence. Eric Greitens is a conservative warrior. He'll make you proud as your next governor.
Eric Greitens for governor.
Paid for by Greitens for Missouri, Jeff Sturman, treasurer.
Tired of stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called micro markets, and what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. Dynamic Vending.
Hi, Susan. What's wrong? You look frustrated.
Did you hear Katie Stewart supports a Chicago bailout?
What?
Yep, Katie Stewart wants to take $20 million away from our schools to pay for Chicago pensions. If Katie Stewart gets her way, our property taxes will go through the roof.
$20 million taken away from our schools to bail out Chicago. What is Katie Stewart thinking?
Pretty obvious to me why Katie Stewart wants to bail out Chicago. Her campaign is bankrolled by Chicago political boss Mike Madigan.
Katie Stewart won't be getting my vote. We need someone who'll fight to keep our money right here.
That's why I'm voting for Dwight Kafer, state representative. He's fighting to fully fund our schools and would never bail out Chicago. Did you know Dwight K. cut his own pay 10% and refused the lavish pension lawmakers receive? K. even supports term limits and real property tax relief for homeowners.
Sounds like Dwight K. is working hard for us in the Metro East. I'm voting for Dwight K. too.
Dwight K. He cut his pay 10%, refused the lavish pension, and supports term limits. Dwight K. for state representative. He's bringing common sense back to Illinois. Paid for by citizens for K.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again because Encore is constantly changing their inventory, and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSCL.net or better yet, pay him a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
Hunting for that perfect home can be quite daunting. Call Vincent Mortgage first and let us guide you through the process. We have over 25 years of experience helping families purchase their new home in as little as 8 days. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Samsung appliances, all at huge savings. These Samsung appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. And on top of the lowest price, receive cash rebates on select Samsung purchases. Check out the look of this line at any of our 6 showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
However you dream of saying I do, David's Bridal has a dress to match your style, your wedding, and your budget. Right now, every wedding dress is on sale. Yes, every wedding dress, even our newest arrivals, and even our exclusive designer collections, including Oleg Cassini, Truly Zach Posen, Melissa Sweet, and more. Save $50 to $150 on all regular price wedding dresses, and up to $500 on select styles. The sale ends November 1st. Hurry in to find your perfect dress for way less at David's Bridal. Excludes DB Studio.
How do you keep love alive when everything seems to be conspiring against it? Robin Roberts' new podcast, Everybody's Got Something, asked basketball legend Magic Johnson and his wife Cookie.
How do you trust again? When we broke the first engagement, what we did was we started becoming friends again.
I never tried to change her, and she never tried to change me.
Celebrating love in the face of every challenge. On Robin Roberts, Everybody's Got Something, proudly sponsored by Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Subscribe for free on iTunes.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is a show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show, where we will empower you to overcome health issues.
The Superior Healthcare Radio Show at a special time, Saturday at 6 p.m. This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Say your name.
KTRS.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
All right, let's get him in here. I don't want to get mad because we didn't have enough time. He is Mike Evans. He is in Southern California, and he's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market right next door. Folks, gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. Can't go wrong with gift cards from either one. Annie Guns or the Smokehouse. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans.
Give it
up. Yo, 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 yo.
How's it going, Holmes?
Everything's fine. How about you?
Taking my business. That's what you always
do. Was that a Mike Evans impression?
Taking my business.
That's what I try to do. I wash my beeswax on me.
How about those Dodgers? Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
That Kershaw, man, he just chokes in those pressure situations. I just, he can be lights out all year, and then I don't know how he flames out like that.
Well.
I don't think Mike wants to talk about it.
No. Now, you know, I may have told the story before, but the first year I traveled with the Dodgers.
What?
We won the National League. We went to the World Series. We lost in 5 games to Oakland. I was on the Dodger plane flying back down to L.A. from after losing game 5 in the World Series.
They're celebrating.
Steve Garvey and David Lopes and Bill Buckner and Bobby Valentine and they're drinking, kind of laughing around, and I was close to Buck though, and I said, Buck, you guys just lost the World Series. You don't seem too upset about it. And he says, nobody wanted to win more than we did. We played our hardest.
He said
the game is over.
He said we played something like baseball players would talk, like played our asses off or something, you know. They can't talk.
I don't know. They try not to curse, I think. And
I didn't know that.
Post game.
Well, am I in the Twilight Zone or something?
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Welcome.
Bachwitz question. With the World Series upon us, name the name of the star who signed a major league contract, played some minor league ball, too. Steve Harvey. Morgan Freeman. Kevin Costner. George Clooney. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. Motherly love. Motherly love. Scarlett Johansson and her daughter Rose are together 24/7. Looks like she's going to turn down or at least go on hiatus and not do any more movies until the next adventure movie next year. Just take some time off to be
that
with her daughter.
That is a beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story, Frank Opinion. More parental love. You know, the FBI actually interviewing Brad and Angelina's kids is ridiculous.
They're putting those kids through
that.
Is that
the most important thing the FBI has on their calendars, to interview Brad and Angelina's kids?
Well, and the fact that Brad and Angelina are having their kids go through that is just...
It's ridiculous. And I hear that the 15-year-old Maddox... is sort of a troubled teen, and that Brad is just a real strong parent, nothing more, nothing less.
I think there's a lot of stuff we're going to be reading in the next few months about these two, especially her. I just think she's one weird chick.
Yeah. Well, you wear your wife's blood in a little vial around your neck, don't you?
Got it on now.
Well, you mean other things.
Yeah, other stuff. That's normal, yeah.
Mel Brooks has a life-size cutout cardboard of his good friend Gene Wilder that he keeps right in his office. It's right there next to him.
No.
They've known him. They were friends for 52 years.
Kind of nice.
It's nice, though. I got a cardboard life-size of Frank Opinion.
Really?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
No?
No, he's drinking. He does not have that.
You don't know for sure.
I know for sure you're drinking, yeah.
You know that, yeah, but you don't know for sure about the other.
You're right, Mike. Yeah, just when you drink and agree with him.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Nothing.
I want to talk about Carol Burnett's new TV show. Now, Carol Burnett will star as not as herself, but as an old actress that's a little senile, a little goofy. She agrees to sell her mansion to a very bizarre family with a stipulation that she can remain in the house as long as she lives. Sort of like
I'm going to call failure on this right now.
Oh, I think it's going to be a hit.
Okay.
Occasionally she will have friends she used to be in movies with will come and visit her. Kirk Douglas, Don Rickles, Dick Van Dyke, Betty White are all going to be making appearances. I think it could be hilarious.
Well, Kirk Douglas did not like the lines they wrote for him, I'll tell you.
Really?
Yeah. I talked to him this morning, and he said he got an advanced copy of the script. I said, what did you think when you read it? Here's what he said. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Wow.
He's not all
100%.
Though.
That's right.
I think it sounds like a funny premise for a show.
I hope you're right. I just see it as another one of these actresses or actors getting old, going, okay, I got one more in me, and then, no, sorry. And remember the Robin Williams TV disaster that they say may have had a lot to do with him taking his life? You remember that? That short-lived, he's an ad agency guy.
It was horrible, though.
It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. Nothing about it made you feel like you were watching Robin Williams.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Date in history, two historic events and two deaths of great Afro-Americans on this date. In 1945, the United Nations was founded. On this date, I'm sure Frank remembers, 1929, the great stock market crash.
That's a real funny. Yeah, I remember that.
See, you remember that? See what I did there?
Yeah, I was three.
Thank you. Dying on this date, 2005, Rosa Parks, who stood her ground for civil rights. And then on this date, 1972, Jackie Robinson, who broke the color barrier of baseball, which brings us back around to the pop quiz question. And finally.
Okay.
Just professional right there, what you did, buddy. Was it what you heard right there?
Professional
all the way.
That's right.
Okay. With the World Series upon us, name the name of the star who signed a Major League Baseball contract. Steve Harvey, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Costner, George Clooney.
Oh, I think it was Costner.
I'll say Costner, too.
Man, that is a tough one. Give me the first two again.
Steve Harvey, Morgan Freeman.
I'm going to go Steve Harvey.
Yeah, that would have been my second choice.
Oh, Dan, it wasn't your
guess. No, it would have been my second choice, but I think it's
And then what would have been your third choice?
Morgan Freeman was Morgan my Freeman. Third, and then it was.
No.
So what do you say, Peon?
I said Kevin Costner.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, who is it?
He signed with the Cincinnati Reds, George Clooney.
Oh, my goodness, the least likely.
George Clooney?
It's one of those where the one you think it can't be, that's the one it is.
Well, you know, that's the genius in these reports.
Yes,
hear.
It is.
You hear every day, and then you realize, wait a minute.
Working with
a genius I'm hearing here.
Right, goodbye. Thank you.
I never heard anything about that when I co-starred with
He mentioned it?
Oh, yeah, George. You didn't bring that up.
No. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. And they will sell a lot of gift cards this holiday season because they sell them all year because everybody likes a gift card from either one. Now, also down in Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome is Amini's. They're in the middle of this Cardinal Glennon card promotion. I'll give it to you in the simplest form, and you go to their website and see how it works. You buy a card at Amini's. It's called a Glennon card, as in Cardinal Glennon Hospital for Children. You buy a card. It's $50. That money goes to that hospital. But through October 30th, which would be through, I guess, Sunday night, there are over 300 retailers, restaurants, stores, over 300 that will honor that card and take 20% off their regularly priced merchandise.
Ooh.
So, my goodness, you go two or three places and use that card, you've more than recouped the $50, which went to a great place anyway, Cardinal Glennon. So check out their, it's all on their website. And their website, of course, is aminisaminis.com.
All right, let's check our final check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, we just heard about an accident on northbound 170 at Galleria Parkway that's got the left lane blocked. We also have thinning traffic on eastbound 40 to the Poplar Street Bridge. It looks pretty good. They have cleared all lanes on westbound 40 just after Chesterfield Airport Road. Still look for slow traffic from Boone's Crossing. Let's see. On eastbound 70 here, you're jamming up from the Edward Jones Dome down through the depressed section and southbound 55 from that point through 7th Street. Then things open up. Southbound 270 is slow now between 40 and Doherty Ferry. In this traffic report, it is brought to you by Colorado State University Global Campus. Stuck in traffic? Skip the commute with Global CSU and earn your degree 100% online because you're already on campus. Apply now at csuglobal.edu. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
This is Howard Richards. It's the final week in October, and this weekend, the Mizzou Tigers try to avenge last year's loss to the Kentucky Wildcats.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
Pre-game starts Saturday morning at 9, kickoff at 11 on your home for the Missouri Tigers.
Touchdown, Missouri!
The Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou. Now at Subway, Monday is Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's today's 356-inch sub of the day. It's a great sub for a great price. There's a different 356-inch sub every day, only at Subway.
All right, thank you very much for joining us. Tell folks good things about us, will you? They should be listening if they're not. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Illinois voters ready to cast their ballot began voting early today at permanent sites like this one here in Fairview Heights. Why election officials say voting early is a good idea.
Temperatures feeling like late October across the St. Louis area, on the way to kind of a chilly night around town. What's ahead for the week? We've got some shower and thunderstorm activity, plus a long look at Halloween.
Politics play a big part in choosing a Halloween costume this season. We'll tell you what else is a big seller this year.
But first on Fox, early voting states are getting plenty of attention from the presidential candidates eager to sew up some votes before Election Day on November 9th.
Now, Missouri does not allow restriction-free early voting, but Illinois, on the other hand, offers a lot of different ways to both register and vote early. Fox's Betsy Bruce reports from Belleville.